Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 4, Chapter 5, Mishnah 7, 5-7, Hey Zion. Talking about 7, actually my favorite number of all the numbers out there, 7 being indicative of 7 days of the week and different aspects of different things. But here we're talking about 7 things to talk about that we should think about by a wise person versus an unlearned and unrefined person. Again, with the help of Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's look at what it says here. Shiva Devarim Begolim v'Shiva Bechacham. There are 7 things that characterize a learned person, and there are 7 things that characterize an unlearned person. There are, first one is, Chacham Eino Medaber Lefnei Misha Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma Uv'Minyan. A wise person does not speak before one who is greater than him in wisdom and in age. Ve'Eino Nechnas L'Soch Divrei Chavero. He does not interrupt his friend's words. Ve'Eino Nivhal L'Hashiv. He does not hurry to answer. Shoal ke'inenu meshiv kahalacha. He asks relevant questions and answers properly. The omer ala rishon rishon ve'al acharon acharon. And he answers first things first and last things last. Ve'al mashalon shama omer lo shamati. And what he has not heard, concerning what he has not heard, he says, I did not hear, I have not heard. Umod al ha'emes, and he admits to the truth. Ve'chilu fehen begolem. The verse of these is true of an unrefined person. So in general, it's very good advice in general to realize that when there's someone greater than you, someone who's smarter than you, someone that's older than you, someone wiser than you, someone more sagely than you, we have to let them go first. Let them talk first and let them give their advice. Let them give what they have to say first, and then you could answer afterwards. Also important, don't interrupt someone. Try to let them speak. Try to let them finish before you have what to say for yourself. I know often for myself, it's hard to do so because we want to not forget what we're going to say, want to remember what we're going to say, but try not to interrupt those and don't hurry to answer. Think about it. Think twice before you speak, they say. Try to think before you answer and make sure to answer in the right way. Don't hurry to answer. Think about it before you speak. Ask relevant questions and answer properly. If someone's talking math, don't ask a science question. Someone's talking, you know, about a Gemara thing, don't start talking about a whole other thing that's not relevant to what's going on there. Make sure to ask relevant and answer properly. And answer first, first, last, last. Answer things in the order it was received. So someone asks you ABC, don't answer CBA or CB or CAB. Answer ABC like you were asked ABC in the same order. And definitely say that you don't know everything and admit to that. You know, Rashi says throughout the Torah, so many things throughout the Torah, but there are instances where he says, I don't know. And he'll say, my heart tells me, but he's not quick to jump and try to find something even when he doesn't know. He says, I don't know. And he's okay with saying, I don't know, because that's okay. We don't know everything. So he didn't know what, if you don't know what it is, say, I don't know. And you can admit to the truth that you don't know about it. And of course, the opposite is what we should try to avoid. So different characteristics, different traits that are important to keep in mind and try to do. So let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Anything, talking about the unrefined person, anything not fully formed is called a golem. As in the verse, your eyes saw my unshaped form, golmi. God sees a fetus when it is still a golem before the shape of its limbs are formed. So to one who knows what he has taught but does not know how to develop an idea with his own reasoning or logic is called a golem, because his wisdom is not discernible. He will never understand how to restrain himself when these 7 things are where these 7 things are concerned. Some of these behaviors are related to wisdom, and some to midos. This is how Rebbe Sadi explained the Mishnah. 7 things of a wise person, this means one who is able to apply reason. So the wise one doesn't speak before someone else who's greater. Instead, he listens quietly and learns. He acts wisely, unlike the unrefined person. An unrefined person does not desire wisdom, rather to reveal what is on his mind, as we explained before in Avos 3:13. Does not interrupt his friend's words. He allows him to continue until he has finished speaking and only then responds, which is an excellent midah. The unrefined person, in contrast, answers the matter before he has heard it, which comes from Mishlei. Does not hurry to answer. He does not rush to give an answer when asked. He will first hear any relevant information and whatever else the questioners want to say, allowing them to present their question at length. Then he will examine the issues thoroughly and will not be in any rush to speak up. Based on Kohelis until he feels the answer is as clear as daylight. This is the way of the wise. This is the way. Because in this manner, his answer will be correct. He asks relevant questions and answers properly. Rabbi Meir Halevi explained as follows. Asks relevant questions means he will request only an answer that is relevant to the question. For example, he will not ask for a concrete definition or description of an abstract entity. Similarly, if he has asked a question, his reply will be appropriate. Answers first, first, last, last. This does not mean that he will answer the first question asked first, leaving the final question for last. That means that if the first question, as I thought, it means that if the first question can be answered or clarified by the last question, he will first explain the last question, then return to the first one, in order to make his answer clearly understood to the listener. Why is the last thing here called first? Because by explaining it first, the first question is answered. If it is in the other way around, it is called last. This is why the Mishnah says he answers the first thing first and the last thing last. He first explained what will answer the first question. This requires great wisdom and understanding, which the unrefined person lacks. Concerning what he didn't hear, he said, I didn't hear it. If he has not heard something from his teacher, he says, I have not heard this from my teacher. If he has his own idea on the subject, he says, but this is my opinion. This is one of the good middos that an unrefined person will not attain. And he admits to the truth. Even if he is clever enough to answer any questions, refute his friend's logic, contradict his arguments, he will not do so if he sees that his friend is right. He will admit it and not worry about winning the argument. This behavior will earn him respect because it is a fine, admirable mida. This will not happen to the unrefined person who views defeat as disgrace. And the reverse of these is true of the unrefined person. He will act wrongly in all these areas because he lacks the wise man's intelligence. His knowledge and wisdom are incomplete. Remember, try to remember at least to do some of these things. If someone is greater than you in front of you, let them talk, let them speak, give them the light, give them the stage. Don't interrupt. Don't hurry to answer. Make sure to answer in the right order and to answer relevant things. And to make sure that to admit when you don't know something, it's okay to say you don't know and to realize admitting it to the truth. Just some characteristics, some good ideas for our everyday life. Join us next time as we talk about seven again. Punishments that come to the world for different things here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.